order, 7 o'clock, and we got a lot on the agenda tonight. So if everybody doesn't want to wake up with the sunrise here, I'm sure Kathy doesn't want us here with the sunrise, so let's take
good.
Or Phil. So, I think you want to do a roll call.
Sure. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. Hi.
Present is Kathy Sabo, Phil Sabo, Dave Edgington, Laura Jorak, Evelyn Payson, Hammond De Silva, Lynn Christie, board members, Lisa Hober, treasurer, Lisa Substanovich, budget committee, Keith Marvin, budget committee, Tish McGough, budget committee, Bill McCain, public, and Brian Smith, public.
Okay.
Is everybody ready?
Okay. Do we want to make a motion to accept the minutes for the June 12th board meeting?
Sure, I'll make that motion.
And I'll second. Okay. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. I just want to shut this off so everyone can see my reading. Okay. So we can open up the public comment. Is there anybody that would like to make public comment? Okay, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, well, Bill McCain, 12 Laurel Lane. I wanted to bring your attention, which it's been something for a little bit of time now, and I feel that it's been a concern of a blind eye to. And we're witnessing it firsthand on Laurel Lane. It's Airbnbs, okay? Which is a business.
Mm-hmm.
If you open up an Airbnb, you get 1099 if you go through Airbnb. You get 1099, you Google it up, IRS looks at it as a business, it's a business. What's simple with that, okay? Bottom line, what your rules and regulations state, there should be no businesses in this, which I pay a separate tax besides my niece Adam tax,
mm-hmm.
to belong to a place that is for members only, private beach. We had an issue this past weekend. It happens like every couple of weeks. We get a large group that rents it. This weekend was a bunch of 18, 19-year-old boys, about eight of them, which proceeded to get drunk, climb up on the roof of the house, fighting around in the backyard, walked into neighbor's house during the night. Two of them walked into their house with beer in their hands, scared the living daylights out of them, went down to the beach on Saturday during the day, pulling kayaks out of the racks and just going out on the lake. It's, you know, and they don't care because they're probably here for a night or two, and you're never going to see them. You know, the owner of the house, when he closed on that, you have to sign off that you're, you know, belonging to this association. The rules are all there.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't live there. It's one thing if you own the house, you're not going to be here for a month, you're going to rent it out to your friend or your cousin. That's something. You're not a business. He's a business. He advertises. I went to the town. I spoke with Jim Ventress there.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a meeting Saturday with all these other towns because they're on it. But their way around is harder because they're a town. But because we have a separate taxing and association, we have rules, we can put an end. Okay? Because he got... You got this one on Laurel, you got another one up the top of the hill, I don't know if that's Longwood, and you have one over here that somebody, she owns a couple, and rumor has it, she's got some backing from somebody in New York, and she's looking to buy more. My thing is, next year you got a few more, next year you get a few more, before you know it, this private club beach is going to be a real lot of trouble. But, you know, he advertises. Pictures, public or shared beach access, free parking on premises, which there's not enough parking. They park on the street, they park in the road, in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's every week and a half or so you get a group. We got one lady, probably a month and a half ago, my neighbor's mowing the lawn at like 9:30 on a Saturday. Excuse me, sir, do you mind? We rented here, can you mow your lawn later? He's like, really? Okay, but I just want to But he shouldn't be making money. The amount of money, he's charging almost $500 a night.
Yeah.
So he's making a profit. He don't live in it. He's a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. What's to stop him? He's probably going to find more.
Right.
We have to do something. In the bylaws, you cannot have commercial business. Bottom line. So, I mean, monies have been spent around here for different things and this and that. I think to retain some counsel would be in very good interest of the association. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, we got a meeting coming up next month. Whatever we got to do, is we got to nip this thing while they don't have more and more and more. Then your fight, if there is a fight, which it shouldn't be, it's laid out. It's cut and dry. You know?
There will be a fight. However, and I was this week. I'm with you. And then we don't usually engage in public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted to
set
the standard. We don't engage in public comment.
You know, here's the state's regulated Airbnb rentals through zoning in Connecticut. This was the town. The towns have a different way of having to go around, but they're giving out caps on this by the time you can rent. You have to rent at least 30 days. You know, just nightly. It's 6 out of 7 nights there's somebody in there. He's got a profitable business going on there. Number of things that probably make rented during the year. This is also special permits required, parking required, neighbor notification. You know, it's all stuff. But I feel ours is more cut and dry that no commercial business. I mean, I don't know how much you said because. Some people, don't affect them. The all year's one near me. Yeah, well, you're lucky. But, like I said, especially this new age of people buying in here, this is their way. They're going to rent it out, make the buck.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to leave a lot of the literature with you. The towns, they're all on. Adam.
Are those duplicates?
Oh, you can have one. He emailed it to me, sorry.
Can other public make their own comments?
Yeah.
Right?
When he's done, he can.
I mean, it's pretty much that. I mean, you know, I've been here almost 20 years now. This is not what I bought into, you know? And I really think we got to do something.
Can you give us your contact information also? Would that be great? That would be great, though. Like an email and a phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here.
Your
name, can I correct?
Yep.
Only because I know people would do it, and in Florida we've been through this, it's a real fine line between commercial business and Airbnb, and Airbnb puts up the lawyers and the fights and everything related to that. I live in an area that has an HOA, and you have to rent minimum of 30 days, but you can rent, or you can rent once a year. If you're one night, but then you're done, you can never rent again. And they monitor it. They actually follow the Airbnb sites, and they monitor it. Somebody puts up anything to rent in where I live, you know, they could shut down immediately. But it is a lot tighter for an association, a taxing district. I don't know that our charter may hold up on the commercial business side related to the Airbnb, you know, lawsuits and stuff. But I definitely agree, if it doesn't get evaluated soon, it's going to be hard to stop it. Now, Airbnb does allow you, if you complain to Airbnb and tell them to leave the people who are there, they will literally stop those kids from renting on Airbnb again. But that doesn't stop another 500 people that do it. But if you contact Airbnb, they will take away their ability to rent on Airbnb. What I found, the kids don't care though. If there's 8 or 10 of them, there's always one that isn't shut down yet. So it doesn't solve the problem.
My biggest thing is nothing to do with Airbnb. Right here, number 3, no building or structure shall be used for any business or commercial purpose. That's our rules and regulations. Right. When he purchased that house, he signed off on that. He agreed that.
Airbnb falls under a different little
so
line.
We're not going after Airbnb. We're going after Justin Bradley, who owns the house.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Do you want to say anything, Brian? No?
No. I'm good. Just hello, everyone.
Okay.
I see the audience. I don't see the board members. I don't see you, Lori.
Yeah. Hi, Brian. Do you see me now? I'm over here all by myself now.
I should have come down.
You should have. You still can.
I'm not down there, that's why. Sorry.
That's
I would.
It's all good. Okay. So, we're going to move on with the President's Report, if there's no other public comment. I'm sorry. So we do have a lot on the agenda tonight. I hope everybody's enjoying the summer. So I'm going to try to be efficient, and I want to mention how we're going to, because of the situation that we wound up in with the budget chair being myself, and then having the president step down as I was the vice president, and I'm saying this because I want the membership to understand what's happening as well. So when the budget is presented tonight, I will step down as president, and Evelyn will take over. Once the vote to approve or not happens, then I will step back into the president's role and continue. Does anybody have any questions about that? Or
did you not vote on the budget?
I do not vote on the budget. Nope, that would be a conflict of interest. Is everybody good with that?
Yeah,
we're good. Okay. I received correspondence from a member who wanted to rent the pavilion. It was already rented, and she asked, well, can I use a pop-up instead? I believe our policy is that we do not allow members to use the equipment, but it's membership bought equipment. I don't know what the what our current policy
you're,
is.
You're correct. They don't borrow anything.
Even if they want to put it on the beach?
They can put their own on the beach.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They can do whatever they want. I already talked to Diane.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Elvira, thank you.
As you all know, complaints keep coming in regarding parking passes. Just want the membership to know we're aware of it. It's a discussion, really for now, but we have so much on our plate. We need to come up with some kind of resolve, kind of like the Airbnb situation. But right now, in the height of our season, it's just not appropriate to address. We have so much on the table.
Is it, can I just ask if it's, what are the complaints, I guess? Just a quick couple, I mean.
A quick couple. There was a ton of cars on Second Beach, and four of them only had passes. There was just all kinds of complaints that people don't have passes and they're parking at the beach.
I've been monitoring. I still monitor. I do it every day. I can't be everywhere all the time.
I know.
I'm just going to give you one example this weekend. A girl, a lady, had a day pass on her car. Behind the day pass was a red pass.
What's a day pass? Exactly.
We had those probably 15 years ago.
Oh.
So behind the day pass was a red pass. So she saw me over there because I take pictures of the car, and so she comes over. She goes, what's the problem? I said, well, the problem is you don't have the right tag on your car. What color is it? I said, it's orange. She comes walking over with two green ones.
What happened to the red one?
I said, ma'am, this is what you need. And she did produce it. She did.
Oh, that's good.
So this is what I deal with.
Yes.
I am planning on, if anybody listening has I would like somebody to sit down in that parking lot from like 10 o'clock until 4 someday. I'm going to get a chair. Anybody that pulls in, if they don't have them. So I think we do it a couple of weekends. We'll get the message. I don't know how anybody feels about it, but I said this weekend that I want to do it. That's why I'll get an umbrella, put an umbrella there, just sit there, and maybe cocktails every so often, or, you know, a sandwich. You know, that's what I'm thinking of doing.
Haven't we had monitors in the past? Remember that? I seem to recall monitors, parking lot monitors, that we tried for a while.
No, not as long as I've been.
We have Rich.
Oh, that's true. Rich Harmon was a machine.
Yeah.
So
we definitely need to address it. If you want to sit in the parking lot or find a volunteer to do that, I mean, it's checking tags, so.
Right. I mean, I check cars every day. We get expensive cars, sometimes 2-3 times a day. I'm only one person.
I agree.
I tell everybody that calls me and says, this is your association also.
Right.
Go find, talk to the people. It's
right.
Not just up to us.
Right.
It's up to this whole area. Everybody.
Right.
So, thank you.
Okay. So we do need to talk about that a little further and come up with something a little bit better, but that's great. So if you want to do that, I think. So yesterday I located our insurance policies. Just informational. I sent them to Lynn. They're together over 300 pages. It's a lot of information. I read many of them, not all of them, but it's very interesting. I just want to answer the question that was asked last meeting that I said I'd get an answer on, and that was, why do we have workman's comp? So this is what the actual policy states. Voluntary compensation for all board members and committee members working on behalf of the association in their official capacity. Any volunteer working on behalf of the association via an official motion for the board of directors. This applies to activities for which a specific license or training is not required, which is why we have working comp.
So is that like if Phil falls off his mower when he's doing the beach, like he covers?
Yep,
or something like that?
The beach, This is what I used to do it every summer at work. I'm not doing it here.
So it is for our, for us and our volunteers and so forth. And okay. I don't know if you got anything else or read that yet, Lynn, because I just sent it. I just saw it yesterday.
I know what it is. We'll talk about it on Thursday.
Okay. But we were thinking perhaps it was for one, but then it's not.
Okay.
So that was one. And just as an aside, the little grant that Little Beach was insured for $2,000. I think it's more weight for that now. It's gone, right? But it's you know what? So what I want to say is the insurance policies are on the drive. I put them on the drive under insurance. And then if you look under, go under insurance, go under 22, 23, and then under that folder, I put another one that actually says policy. If you want to read them, I encourage every board member to read them, because the more people that understand what's in there, which Lynn and I are going to talk, because we have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Read them. It's interesting. Okay. Lastly, I will say that I listened to the last board meeting that was audioed, and I just want to say every single one of everybody's voice is important. And respectful debate is encouraged. But there were so many people talking over each other, it was hard to decipher who and what and was being said. So if we could try to be considerate and listen to everybody's voice, because we're all important, I think that would be great. So with that said, let's have a productive meeting with kindness, decorum, respect, and I think we can go into the talk. Let's just report if Lynn is ready.
Sure. We're in tax season, and we have collected so far, which is not inclusive of all the checks that I have on my desk as of this evening, however, for those that have already been entered and sent over for deposit, $89,908, so we're about 44% in. Going well.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Anything for Lynn?
Thank you.
Treasurer's report, Lee?
So I'm going to get quick because I'm going to get a lot. I did meet with Liberty Bank, and we was able to raise the money market accounts to a yield of 3.4%, where we were raising 0.1%. So we're going to try to get some income there. And that's on both of those accounts. I'm still going to add a meeting with them about trying to get a credit card still, but we're trying to get with our EIN number and not my social. So yeah, Lynn's right, we collected all that money and we spent $28,628.86. However, $20,000 of that is transfer to allocated funds. And that's it. Other than the reports are there, Kathy, thank you for sending that. I loaded up the wrong one. Did I answer all of your questions?
The only question that I owned was the rubbish, the waste removal one, rubbish removal.
Oh, I didn't
know how to do this. What? It was $1,400 over what the contract is for or what the budget is for.
And that's for the close of 6:30?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm curious as to what that extra money was.
And look at every payment for 12 months, but I don't know, because of the transition of treasurers.
Right.
I just don't know how to be accountable for an explanation, but right. I can be accountable for a list if you want to see where it is.
If you could even send me a bill for a copy, send me the bills, and I'll send.
No, but it's easier for me to run a report. I can run a report and tell you where we would spend, and then if we find a discrepancy or an overage on a certain month, then we can look at that bill.
Okay. And I just want to comment on that, Kathy. The overages, so the rubbish company had diesel trucks, diesel is more than $4 a gallon for most of the summer.
Well, that could be it. That
my question certainly
absolutely.
Is. Absolutely. Yeah, that could
be it.
So, and that's only because of budgeting that we're aware of that.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know for sure how they charge us for a new house down there.
And they and there's a $20 fee for every new year-round house.
Right.
So, I think in the future, perhaps we should ask them to break that out, what they're charging us for the percentage for gas, and what they're charging us for new.
Well, I mean, they should be putting that on the bill.
They don't see the bill.
I don't see it.
The fuel surcharge is on the bill, and if you charge it, like the gas bill, you can charge it.
Right. So it was probably for fuel.
Right, and they did say that they bought a gas vehicle now. I mean, to me, a big vehicle like that runs efficiently on diesel.
Right.
However,
So anyway,
it could definitely be the fuel charge.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Okay. Bylaws. Unless anybody else has anything for the treasurer. Bylaws. I think we should postpone until we get a new board and decide then. I do think there are a couple of bylaws that need to be updated. And I think that's it. Anybody has anything? All right, so I'd like to go into the budget presentation. So I'm going to pass it over to Evelyn for now.
Is anybody in the capital? Yes, I'm just for the
No. It's got all my writing on it.
I know.
I emailed to everybody. Right. Did everybody have a copy? I did not. My printer is like doing a Olympic these days. Okay, if you'd like, I can start by going down the report and kind of explaining how we came to the budget that we came to, and can give you a little bit of back information on each item. I know in the past we've pretty much done all committee chairs were here or what have you, they would ask questions as to why or what. I do want to tell everybody what our process is. I know Tish said she had been on a budget committee 5 years ago. She said, Lori, we didn't do it anything like this. So I kind of want to,
Dave and I are like, because he was on the committee when I was on
the
committee, and we didn't do anything like
that.
What we did this year.
Okay, so I just want to give a little overview of what we do, and it's just how I've been doing it for the last 2 years. Typically, every committee member comes and meets with the budget committee, which I know that used to happen before, with what they're looking for and why they're looking for it. For their expenditures. Once the person comes and presents to the budget committee, all of us ask questions. After the committee chair has left or the person looking for funding has left, the committee has a small discussion and everybody goes home. Every committee member goes home and does their homework and reviews every expense that was for that committee. Lisa provided a tremendous amount of reports to us, and right down to printer ink, we evaluate every expenditure for every committee. So we really dive in. Then everybody comes back the following week. We talk about, whatever committee it is, I'll use LQIC. Lisa will come back and say, well, I thought this number because of. Tish will come back and say, this is the number I came up with because. So everybody goes home, does their own research, comes back. And I will tell you, every person came back with slightly different numbers. And in the end, every single number that we put on this budget proposal was unanimous between five of us. So I wanted everybody to understand that's our process. It's not willy-nilly. We really put a lot of thought into it. We really do. So how would you like me to proceed? Would you like me to go over the summary? Would you like me to go over the, just run down the budget?
Yeah, I'm a line item person, but I don't know how everybody else feels about that.
So the summary kind of reports
right,
on the line item.
I understand that.
So does any how would you guys like me to move forward? Every year it's been different. We haven't had anything that's really been...
Start working way down, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as the income goes, this year, because of the added income, which is anticipated from the town for Corinne, as we all know, the vote did not pass, so the
right.
It had a budget. So we are waiting for that. That may change a little bit.
Okay, that was one of my questions, because it was from 11 to 15. I was like, how are we sure that's what it's going to be?
Well, so what we have done in past years and what we have seen in past years,
yeah.
She always gets what she has asked for.
Okay.
It has never deviated. Her number's a little odd this year.
Right, I agree.
And
around
that. Any questions? This is the number that she gave us?
Yes.
Okay. So her expense reimbursement is $15,950, so almost $16,000 this year, as opposed to $11,000 last year. With Lisa's diligence at the bank, we upped conservatively the interest,
okay.
So that's also added income.
That was my other question. So that's because of the money market increase?
And we did that conservatively.
Money? Okay, excellent.
Just because the money might fluctuate a
yeah.
little bit,
yeah.
So we went with 3% instead of 3.4, that's the 4,000.
Nice. Can I just interject one thing? I'm sorry. 3.4 is good through October, so there's where the fluctuation may or may not happen. I feel better.
Right.
Might not.
Might
go
down.
Right.
Right. I advise
conservative. So that's the number we came up with. So in turn, we actually have a decrease in taxes for the upcoming budget. While we also have an increase in expenses, which is pretty damn good. I think we did a good job budgeting. So we have a 2.2% total income increase. And with that extra income, that has allowed us to decrease the taxes by 1.6%. So that kind of takes care of the top part of the income, unless anybody has any questions on that.
Well, I don't know if this is the right time, but why decrease taxes? Why not leave it as they are?
So that was a discussion
that
we had.
Kind of my thought, you know?
It was a discussion we had. And so leave it at the 210,700.
Leave it wherever it was. Yeah, I mean whatever.
That would be my preference as well.
So with the extra into capital,
right?
Nothing
whatever.
Getting cheaper,
right?
To put a little extra in the city that people won't notice, and they wouldn't if they needed it. It's not a so
not
our budget proposal. It's what goes in comes out.
Right.
So this is not what you're thinking. This is not.
Well, if there's ever leftover money, it goes into capital.
Correct.
So,
but you can't start out asking for extra money without needing
absolutely.
Extra money. So if we needed extra money, if you look down on the bottom, the final number was, in total expenses, 2.2%. We were trying to stay under the 2.5%, Lynn, that we talked about.
I understand.
Even though that's not entirely an association thing, but we diligently tried to stay under the 2.5% and increase expenses. So if we did increase the taxes, we could have added a little bit more into the capital reserve charge.
Right.
That would have put us over the 2.5%, which we did not want to do.
Right, but I'm not talking about increasing taxes. I'm talking about
again, on this budget proposal, if you leave it flat, your income is going to be more then
right.
your expenses, and that's not how the budget
works. But I see that
right.
the capital reserves we funded at 15. Didn't we fund them at 20 this year?
We
right.
funded them at 20 this year.
So you could fund
we had
move that up as more money funding there. You could put more money.
Again, the issue is going over 2.5% in the expenses increase. We did not want to do that.
I don't think anybody's going to pick on that. I think people would pick on if their taxes go down, and then all of a sudden now next time they go up.
Way up.
That's why I say leave it flat.
It's not just a matter of picking on. This is a tax collector issue.
It's a bonding question. We're going to have to do it again.
Or whatever it is. If we ever need to get bonded or money from financing from the state or anything, if we go over 2.5% on our expenses, we're penalized for that.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So we considered
right.
all of them.
Okay. And I think with the reevaluation, most people will think the taxes went down.
We did try to do like 17,000 in capital funds, but we thought it was kind of, it was close. It was close to 2.5%. We literally had like $500 or $900 that we could put. Without that, going over that 2.5%, it really isn't a whole lot more that we could have put in there.
I understand. I'm just telling what people are going to hear. And the next time I'm going to tell you what they're going to hear. They don't equate all of this financial. That's what I think.
What do you think?
I mean,
all right,
hold on.
What
do you think?
You know?
They
equate your taxes going down on this year, but it goes up in reality when they get the tax story. That's the differential right there. But everybody's so that's why we're having a public hearing for everybody down at the
Again, the objective, Kathy, wasn't for the membership to say, oh my God, it's more than 2.5%. It was because of the tax implication with the state.
Right.
So that was the number that we stayed under and made it a point to stay under.
I'm sure that I can do it mostly that has a way to get tax higher because of that year's investment. It's a maybe fund what it was before the revaluation and what it is now. And they change from one year to the year to another year. And those folks that have had a higher valuation will be paying much higher tax on the house.
Oh, for sure.
That's the way it is.
We want to find good ones about it.
I mean, you know, it's normal taxing the way it works.
Understanding your logic, I agree with it. At the beginning, I was thinking what Kathy said, let's keep it flat. But I understand what you're saying about in the future. I think it's diligent to stay with the 2.2. And not rank. I changed that. I would agree with you. Now that hurts. More explanation.
Does anybody have any more comments on the income? So, and I do think the membership will be surprised to hear that the tax implication has increased.
That's what I'm saying.
But can I help? Don't focus so much on that decrease. The budget did increase.
Yeah,
it's just we got a surprise interest income that was never there before.
That's right.
You have to kind of spin it that way. You got an increase in spending, but we don't have to pay for it.
So if you read the summary, it really it explains it very well.
Right.
Okay, so that's the top part of the budget. Of course, the first one. we'll be right back. I don't want to move on without an impact.
Absolutely.
So.
We have to wait for
is he a timer? Is he this guy?
However, we pulled out beach raking stipends, which was just under $3,000, $2,850. So properties actually got a $2,850 raise, but
not really. Can I talk now, or you want me to wait?
But we kept it at $40,000.
Yep.
And again, I want you to realize we examined your expenses. Everybody came to the table with a different number. This is the number we agreed on. Some came in lower, some came in a little higher. This is the number we agreed on.
Like I told you guys earlier, I used to do a lot, or I do nothing. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I take it personal a little bit. I really do. When I don't, you know, when you don't give me enough, I don't think I'm getting enough. But with that being said, yes, you moved $2,800. I'll use the wrong word. $2,800 from my budget to there. So give me $2,800. But in the meantime, there was another $1,000 for the biodetection that was not included in the budget. So, you know, so you make it sound like it was $2,800. No, it's not. It's $1,800. And I know I'm between this house and my house in Wallingford, I could spend $16,000 in a heartbeat.
And so, like, I honestly, I think if we gave you $100,000, you can go out there and do wonderful things. But in reading the summary, and this has been a contention for a couple of years now, and we know it. So while budgeting, and when I got on the budget committee 3 years ago, our reserves were very, very low. There was not a lot in there. And that's when a special assessment was talked about for the dam that was anywhere between $200,000 and $300,000+. There are a lot of people here that are not fortunate to have second houses and have this be their, you know, their go-to vacation place. There are people here that struggle to stay here and afford to pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at how do we budget, keep things tight without having to do a special assessment in perhaps 2 years when the dam becomes a viable entity. So that is why we look so close at everything. So our feeling is that I think at this point there was a capital project or two that you had asked for, and we thought that it's something that could perhaps wait a year or two or maybe more. Until we have a better idea of where this dam is going to be and what its actual cost is going to be to us, we focus and consider that a lot.
Like I said, it's make my life easier, you make my life hard. I do think when I first saw it, did I get pissed off or I took it personally? Yes, I did. But you know what? That's just,
and you
it,
know
that
it's
me.
Not personal.
That, and it's, no, I don't take it. I don't look at it that way. It's like just in my heart.
And you have a passion to make things look nice, and we all understand that. And it's not It's not personal. We were.
No. I know it's not personal.
We were very scrutiny. We scrutinized every single budget.
And I'm learning myself with this. I can't take it personal. I can't take it.
That's right.
You know, I'll do the best I can. You know, I think I have like $16,000 this year. I'm not spending any money between now and next spring. I'll tell you that. I'll wait till spring to see what I have left. I mean, that's how do you do that? And now you're looking at another year out. You kept it flat. Porta potties are going to go up. I know. I see that you put in for the garbage.
Right.
The mowing contract is. It went up this year.
So your contract, unfortunately, ended midway in the year. So we had to kind of guess. And we did ask you to go back.
Yes.
And it was obviously...
And I'm still waiting.
And I know.
I'm still waiting.
I know, but we had to go with what we had. So luckily, we have found in the last 3 years, even though we've budgeted very tightly, and we've also budgeted to put money in the capital reserves, we had excess. Now, granted, weed treatment did not happen this year, but it's not $18,000 worth. And that's what got put over into the reserves from our unspent operating expenses.
Right.
So, even though we budget tightly, the year before, it was almost $4,000 that we put over into the capital reserves.
Plus what I spent.
And then all the extra items that you got to complete.
I spent, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, again, and I understand what you're doing. You're leaving me flat. Personally, myself, I think you should have at least put a 10% on that. For 25, 26. You should have put at least a 10% on that. That's my opinion.
You're talking 24, 25.
Sorry. 24, 25.
So we're all on the same page.
You know, you left it flat. Things are going to go up.
So,
you know.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that, too.
And I don't want to run at the end of the year. I am not running like I did the last 2 years. I did it this year with the cutting down there. It's not even done yet.
We all did. We ordered pop-ups for events. We ordered the PA system. We did a lot of improvements that we were able to, even though we budgeted very tightly. So that's saying a lot. And we also prepaid the taxes this year for next year. That came out of that $18,000. It would have been a little bit more. It would have been $22,000.
Right.
We did the extra Elkwick work. So again.
So we prepaid the taxes?
We prepaid the taxes.
Oh, I thought they had paid the tax last year. And then
it was kind of a confusing thing.
Yeah.
Would you like to explain?
Because doesn't that mess up like the budget going forward?
No, because the budget last year, the treasurer's changing and everything, kind of messed up the process.
This year. Okay.
Yeah.
So I went back. So you didn't go to prepaid. It only was paid on time that it should have been paid.
No, it's prepaid. So, and it was on the cash flow sheet. Somebody put it there.
Over the year, it's called prepaid taxes. So when I completed the books on June 30th, we had to pay our taxes. And then I saw that prepaid taxes, and I went, I couldn't do that. So I printed everything offline, and I paid it, and I closed the books with prepaid taxes. Like, it was $7,000, right? In a year where we could actually have done that.
Yes, I think it'll be okay.
This causes me to go back and I'm trying to look at all the old expense reports, and it was the transition of treasurers, I'm going to say from, I don't know when we stepped down.
2020, 2021.
So, those reports are kind of like, hard to follow.
So, but moving forward then every year,
moving forward,
it's going to be done on June 30th.
So, Lee stepped down. Lee stepped down for a reason. So, I have been, I'm going to pick my correct time to ask him. I'm going to pick out. And I need to know what prepaid means, because in past years, it's on the June 30th report, but I'm not thinking
the cash flow. It's on the June 30th cash flow.
Right. I'm not thinking any specific year.
Right.
However, I go to the checkbook, but it was paid in the next month. So I need an explanation as to how come that happened.
Right.
Because me personally, I would like to, because to pay taxes, I want to pay them in June for whatever. But the money's not allotted for that.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right. So the question to Lee, why is the prepaid taxes, and why has it been populated over the years with a value
in June?
In June. And then in July, it's not populated.
But in July, it's paid.
Right.
It's out of the July checkbook.
I wouldn't even bother asking Lee. I think we just move forward with what.
No, I don't understand.
This is the past.
Kathy, I have gone backwards and looked at treasurer's emails
to
find out what questions have been asked over the years.
Right.
At closing time, I have looked back at correspondence. I have looked back at. I mean, I'm not taking this position lightly. I want to know. So we can make our own decisions.
But Lisa and I, we raised questions as far as that length of prepaid taxes, and we did our due diligence. We went back, we looked, we learned. Lisa would like to ask that for a little.
Yeah. Right, but for practicality, I guess my point is moving forward through this the budget that started 2023-24.
Right.
You want to pay them by June 30th, or else you're going to have an overage of not paying taxes at all in the budget.
So
right,
so as we went forward, that's what we saw happen.
Right,
and we didn't see a double tax payment like there is this year in the BDA.
Right.
However, hence the question that Lisa will.
I need to understand it before I can say what I want to do.
Right.
But we did have the
in my world.
Yeah.
I paid my taxes, all my taxes in July. My personal taxes should be too.
Yes.
So there must be a reason. I need to know that reason. Because I've seen many, many cash flow reports with it noted in the June report, but paid in the
really
July.
Yeah.
So I need an explanation for that.
So we do not know. And we are looking into it.
Exactly.
And Lisa has been diligent with going back and forth and
checking things.
My balance sheet has to equal hers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we worked very closely together. She provided many reports, and we had a good budgeting year to be able to have all the information that we needed. There was a committee or two that did not provide expenses, unfortunately, we're currently working on that now, and one of them is definitely under budgeted already. But I couldn't get information, and that was webmaster, so that's a guesstimate. So anyways, we'll get to that.
Thanks.
Okay.
We're
nothing. Holy
shit.
For a second.
You didn't say open your mouth.
Okay. So,
technology.
I'm going to break the ice on the ground.
Please do.
Keep going.
Wow, you're going to pass them all around?
Just because you can eat them without it affecting you, but I'll eat one just to make you feel better.
Yeah. Okay, so technology. I mean, sorry, I'm technology too.
You mind?
Right. No. So technology is solely funded for the computer connection. He did go up. He did not go up this year. Google went up. $2 an email. He did not. He charges us like $40 a month. I have not had to use them once yet. And then he charges us 15-minute increments. And I forgot what the hourly rate is, but I haven't had to use them yet. But the $4,000 will cover that, as well as we did get these bills for McAfee that we didn't expect. So we pulled those out of utilities. And put those in technology as well. We have to find out which computers that McAfee are going to.
That was my next question.
There were two McAfee bills. We don't, Lisa saw it from her computer.
No, one of them is mine.
Right. Oh, well, how about the computer now at the, in the pavilion where they check the cameras? Is there a computer now?
No.
Well, we'll talk about this more.
There's a hard
drive. Yeah, nobody checks the cameras, but whatever.
So, but that's the thing. That's on our talking list. So we don't know, and Lisa's aware of that, so she's going to try to figure out. We pay two Maxi accounts.
Canceling it, find out what computer.
We don't want to do that to the treasurer's computer.
No, it's just the one, really. That's all you need it for,
right? Correct. Yeah, we don't know where the second one, or who it's registered to. It could be the old computer.
It could be the old one.
We don't know. But we did find that.
Okay.
All right. So, does anybody have any questions on technology?
Well, what does that look at? I mean, we did have the old computer, right?
I never saw that one come or go. I don't know where that is.
Nancy Kavanaugh had it, and she was the one that requested purchasing a new computer.
And so where did the old one go?
I have no idea.
Maybe that's why they're still. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know what happened with the old one.
Okay.
If they're, I mean, you have a new one, I guess. The question: did they ever buy one?
I fought that. I didn't want to buy a computer because I was like, we all use our own computers.
But I feel will tell you the serial number of the computers it's being used on, so you should be able to just track the serial number, make sure that was on, turn the other one off.
Well, I was really into that.
So I think Jason might have purchased it actually.
He did,
right?
He had him.
So we need to locate the old computer, which I think would be a good idea. So I can reach out and ask Nancy what happened to that. Maybe she had a burn in her backyard. So that's what technology is funded for. There's no fluff in there. There's no nothing. It's to pay for our modernization and our Google Suite and so forth. Social events. I'm sorry. I'm going to go down this list. So technology. No questions. Okay. Communication. I have Rachel's name as a responsibility in there, although as we all know, we kind of changed things just a little bit. Communications was in the past. Newsletters, printing, ink, cartridges, all that type of thing. So it was quite a bit of spending still, even though we stopped printing many of the newsletters. There was quite a bit of dollars spent last year on printing the newsletters. If I recall correctly, there were several $160 charges to the printing company, $163. I don't know if we printed them. I just saw the expenses. We took that out of there because now we're only printing 30 and putting them in a kiosk, which I heard two different things so far. One, I heard they're still full, and so I got Rachel checking now because she puts them in every day. Let me know if there's still some in there, because if they're in there, then we'll print it from that. So she's working on that. So that's communications. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Social events. So I will say, obviously it was a tough one, but social events does make revenue, has not been an issue. I know that it wasn't meant to make revenue, but it did in several areas. And nobody has trouble with that. Nobody's ever complained about that. And we also, at the time of doing this, did not have somebody step up. So I don't know if everybody may have heard or may not have heard, but we did get a volunteer to step up for social events for next year. Lynn Butler. She's our neighbor. You know her, I think, right?
I don't think I know her. That's okay. I probably know her by face.
Yes, probably do. So she's going to do, anyway, we'll talk about that later. I'm going to get through this. So we do have somebody next year. We spent $6,000 this year, and we bought a lot of extra things that we wanted, needed, and so forth to actually get to that $6,000. I'm not saying that we went crazy overspending because we didn't spend. I'm just saying that we bought pop-ups and things like that we thought that 7,000 was a sufficient number. Should anybody have any grief with that or questions? Nope. Okay. Hospitality, I think that explains itself. It's either for if we have a welcoming committee again, if we have outgoing board members or so forth, and in past years it has been used for the board to go out to dinner if somebody makes that motion at the August meeting. It used to be in the events budget, and the events coordinator never had control over that, so to speak, so we decided to give it its own line item so that it wouldn't be the responsibility of the events person or coordinator. Any questions on that? Yeah, and then we can see, you know, and I know before we used to buy coffee and donuts and all that, we don't do that anymore, which is fine, but it's there. The insurance. Does anybody have anything? I'm sorry. I'm trying to move fast because it's okay. So the insurance, we put $30,000 in there. I have the bill this year that has not been paid yet. It's due the 21st, which is in a few days. Lynn and I are going to give that a complete once over. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. But we're going to, so this year's bill is almost $29,000 this year. So we're already under budgeted this year.
Yeah.
So we put $30,000 in, and we did that because I'm just looking at it, like I said, hundreds of pages. Lynn and I both had comments like, what? To our account, we haven't met yet. So hopefully we can get that to change and
bring it down.
Yes. So really that's it for, I mean, there's not a lot to talk about with the insurance, you know, somebody has anything. Okay, financial review. We've been with the same company for many years, and every year they charge us $2,500, and every year we budget $7,000, assuming that they are going to go up. And I was surprised to see that it came in at $2,500 this year, but it did. So 2 years out, we budgeted $3,000. Any questions?
Won't give me any more money for that.
I think I should have something confident about the same. When I was on the board last time, you used to come and make a presentation to the board.
Really?
Yes, you did, and I think that would be a good thing. You know, we're just taking his word verbatim, whatever they say, but it would be nice if he could come to a board meeting and explain to us what his thoughts are.
So the review goes to Lisa, yes. The treasurer.
Yep.
The treasurer.
So I'm going to tell you right now that I scrutinized what he sent me for this year,
yeah.
And I can make sense of one of the years. And like that transition where there was new treasurers and one, I can't make sense of it.
He used to come to the board meeting, and he would hand the president a packet, you know, just I just think it's a useful tool to have the guy come talk to us.
So my only question there is, I'm all about more, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
But after looking at his, and I never looked at a financial review prior to being treasurer, but now that I'm looking at it, I'm looking at it and going, okay, so this is basically somebody who takes, because I email him a backup of our stuff
right. Several
times for his request. He takes our book and he makes reports.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take the report and go, okay, that, yep.
All you got is transfer numbers.
So
it's
what
not,
he...
It's not an audit. You don't get
it's not an audit.
We don't have to do an audit.
It's not
right.
Even... It's not an audit. It's a
review.
So he's, I think he's making sure our numbers...
Our numbers add up the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, but what he's not asking for is, and this is what I find weird, is that he's not asking... He doesn't ask me for... what my representation was, a treasurer, any given treasurer at that time, if I'm going to send him, and I have questions for him now because I can't make sense of one of the reports. So he should be asking also, imperatively, if this is what your books say, what are you reporting? So there's that component that I find missing from this interaction.
Yeah.
So if he were to come here, and I agree with you, I just think that we need to have a conversation. I need to know what the interaction is supposed to be, because he sends this report. Well, at that point, and I know that Peggy challenged it last year, and I haven't had a conversation with her, but she did challenge it, because that's why we had a draft on the drive until she finished her conversation with him, but it had something to do with allocated reserves, and it was a quite simple fix. But I need to have a conversation with him, and I can ask him, you know, is there a means by which you could reach? Do you know who that was? Was it the same outfit?
It's the same guy we've had for many, many years, and probably
Showers.
I don't recall his name now, but as part of the process, he doesn't contact you, and he just sends the report out, and that's it.
So he contacts me to ask me for a backup, if I know it.
Right.
And then, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, I told Chief. I begged for that report to be done on time. I sent numerous emails, and then I finally copied Lori on it, and Lori had to chime in and say, we need this report.
Yes.
So now I have the report.
And
I don't think it's by any fault of his that there's one year that I can't make sense of.
My only thought is we're paying him $2,700.
25.
Yep. Okay, well, it's 27 years.
Yep.
I mean, there should be some connection there, that kind of money.
So I think because Lisa and I both want to understand, we'll review it. We'll talk to him, and we'll ask him to come and present.
Maybe he doesn't have to come to the whole board. Maybe. No, he shouldn't come with me. You and Lisa would be enough.
Well, is the purpose to make sure the treasurer is doing it right? Is that the purpose?
It's a requirement in our charter.
Right. So, but if it's meant to be, you shouldn't really even be reporting to the treasurer.
It's
meant to...
Meeting, that needs to be posted.
Okay.
Well, last year, Peggy didn't know that, and I only knew that because I was in the budget.
Right.
And she had to post the draft because she was questioning it.
Yeah.
So, I agree. It should be looked at by more than one person, but it needs to go through Lisa first because she's providing all the numbers.
Yeah.
When it comes back, then I think, yes. Go ahead and look at it.
But it would be nice. I mean, if he...
He's never come since I've been coming.
Well, it's been a long time.
Ten years. Okay, so just that's good information.
Yes. But I just think that we're paying this guy for service, and it's not just a matter of spitting out some blank paper.
And I agree, regurgitating what I'm sending him.
Right,
yes.
Right. The purpose is not to double check. Well, I guess it is a double checking. I think it is, right?
And this guy sat down with the board,
and says, I reviewed all the information. I had a question here. We got to take care of you're in good, you know, you're in good standing, and everything looks okay. And it wasn't really a long meeting, but it was just enough face to face. You know, I think that goes a long way.
Okay.
Any
comments? Yeah.
All right. That's all.
Yeah. So Lisa and I will get on that and talk about it, especially because it's coming up June to post.
Yes.
Okay, so financial review, which I didn't think that was going to take very long. don't, Dave. Everybody's voice is important, I will always say. Legal fees. We left that the same. We all know we have some things going on right now. So we kind of left that where it was. We didn't mess with it, even though we didn't spend as much the year before. Does anybody want to talk about that?
No.
Okay. Bank charge, honestly, couldn't put anything in there. I don't even know where the $30 came from the year before, but it was in there, so, okay. Public safety. So we did talk, I think, as a board, and we said, okay, well, we're going to do $500 to one police presence. However, during the budgeting time and the time we had that conversation as a board, we realized that the AEDs need to be maintained on an annual basis. So Gary gave us the schedule of when he has to do each AED, and gave us we came up with an estimate of what that would be annually. So between the AEDs and the one police presence is how we came up with our number for public safety. Next year, 25, 26 will require the parking passes again.
Right. Right.
So, which has been noted on our paperwork for the next budgeting team. Real estate taxes, well, we kind of talked about those already. We budgeted, they were actually less this year than they were the year before.
Woohoo.
So we budgeted 4,000. It may be slightly over, but I think it was a safe number. Stipends. We don't usually talk about stipends. They are what they are.
No, I just wanted to say that, because I don't want to confuse the association members because they're going to see this.
Mm-hmm.
So stipends where it says VORAC, it should say DOG.
It doesn't say VORAC.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, on top.
It that should say DOG.
Yes, it should. Okay.
And then where has you have my name in there for assistant secretary?
Yes,
I don't get that stipend. So that's
your response. It's responsibility of.
Okay.
See on top. It's your responsibility to decide where that stipend goes. So we'll
put DOG in there because I think it's the board's responsibility to decide where that stipend goes, not my responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, actually, I mean, perhaps maybe I should move the names of these people that actually receive the stipends over in the column like I did for beach raking, and
right.
Then put the Board of Governors.
I think so because we want to be consistent.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's an easy fix.
Yeah.
So let's do that, and then I'll move the names over.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. Everybody in agreement with that?
Yes.
Okay. Waste management, as Phil hit on already, we've watched that the actuals for this year have already exceeded what is budgeted for this current fiscal year. And obviously we've learned that that's probably gas and new year-round homes. So we did bump that up because we saw the increase. We don't know what's going to happen to gas. We don't know what's going to happen. And everybody wants to work it through. Does anybody have any issue with the $50,000?
Okay. It's been a good deal for a long time.
Right. And we did discuss, and
I'm working on it.
Right. Going to once a week and you know, with that save and so forth. So we didn't have those answers. So that's where we got. Corinne, she still had her water testing stipend in her request. We removed that and gave her the $23,250. I usually do a little calculation on the side that shows her request, heat mitigation, lake water testing, and the addition of all of those because she's reimbursed up to 50% of what she spent on the watershed by the county. So, and also, as you all know, this year the which we'll talk about when we get to it, the lake quality, has, the treatment has not happened yet this year.
How much is the treatment? It's 18, right?
You know what, Kathy? I've watched that fluctuate from 9,000 to 16 to 18.
I guess I always have this when I see this lake quality budget, I'm just like, what is the money spent on? I have a hard time.
So
because you took things out of her line item budget this year as well, right?
We did because she did
the water testing and the water testing stipend.
Correct.
Right. So why is she suggesting getting flat as well then at 22.5?
So the reason why she didn't is because she is looking to go farther north with the weed treatment, which is going to cost more. So we get into it. It's going to cost more. So we'll talk about that when we get to lake quality. But for budgeting purposes, that is why we gave her an extra, I think, $1,500. But we'll talk more about lake quality when we get there.
I know, but since we're talking about budget now, that's why I'm asking, what is that money for? So you're talking 18.
If you would like to see what she submitted, I can show you that after. If you'd like to see what that budget has spent in the last fiscal year, I can bring that report. But it's not going to be accurately because she didn't do weed treatment.
But you know, I can add that.
But
right.
Yeah.
That's usually a big number.
I can print those.
So
the first year I was on Kathy,
it was
a big number. She asked her for weed treatment. And at the time, Solitude had messed up again, so they came back and they gave us this cut.
They gave back.
So that budget we were over. So the next year, she said, okay, well, they're probably going to go back to what they were charging us, and I think that was this last year, which was moot, right? No, it was the year before where the treatment kind of went poo-poo,
right.
And they messed up again. They didn't do a good job. So this year, the permit to go north is not the issue of getting the permit. That is clearly not the issue.
Right.
It is the understaffing at DEEP that is the issue.
Right. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Right.
So we did discuss looking for another company. We discussed all these things, but for now, this is what she's provided. Kind of like an insurance thing. We need to look into it. She's aware of it. She's on top of it. And the last thing we want to do is not have the funds to treat the lake.
Well, it's not having the funds to treat the lake, right? From 18, so if I should be 5 to...
She has a limnologist.
Okay.
Tell you right out the gate. She has a limnologist. She's doing stream testing, and they're going to up that now. The stream testing. She gets the data collection reports.
Okay.
She has a lot of
stuff that go along with all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
That was my question. That's kind of really.
I can go a little deeper for you.
No, that's okay.
It's a lot of paper for the budget.
I believe it.
So that's why we gave her the 23. Any more questions on Elk?
I'll just point out it was only a $750 increase from the current.
Right, budget. From the current budget.
No, but they took things out of her budget. So it's kind of like a big
right.
One. Well, that was the year before, Carol.
Okay.
Take water testing out.
Okay.
But she came to the committee this year with it still in her budget. So we took that out.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Her proposal. Right. Her proposal included Lisa Long's expenses and her site. So we pulled that out. Is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So then, of course, we have Lisa's expenses for lake water testing, which we pulled out last year. And we met with her, and basically it looks like the expense is going to be the same as last year. So we kept her at $3,000 as well. The capital reserve charge, unfortunately, we wanted to do more, but that would have put us over the 2.5%. So we kept it at the 15. And I know you all haven't seen the current cash flow report before June 30th. And I asked Lisa for this, just to offer this information. It wasn't anything that she put out. We had a capital reserve account, $83,419, that was allocated by the membership, however, not allocated to anything particular. Right. We now have, because of the overages and because of the capital reserve charge that we put in, as of the 14th, we have $122,036.51, which that may have changed. Well, actually, it wouldn't have changed, sorry. But we can go over that after. So, so would we have liked to have put more in there? Yes, towards whatever's coming up. I hate to say it.
It's the dam. You say it's the dam.
The dam dam.
It's the dam dam.
The dam that's the dam.
Really,
that's where all the money's going right now. It's what it is.
I got it. Okay. So, geek mitigation. Keith and I went to Lynette's geek meeting that she had after the June meeting. She was very, very clear that while the geese are molting, which happens between June and August, you cannot even indicate that you're scaring them or intimidating them. It is a federal offense. So, with that said, we decided to provide Nutmeg Farms between January and March during the nesting season, or the nesting season. So if nesting season doesn't start till mid-January, then it goes, you know, mid-April. But that's when she does her best work for us, and does our best mitigation. So we gave last year, and hopefully Lynette comes out and does what she does with the nest and the eggs. It's really helped. It's been a great asset. We're down. Our population is down.
So with that being said,
yeah. So
and somebody that rakes the beach every day and goes to all the beaches, fantastic this year.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And again, with that being said, you're looking at 20, what budget?
24-25.
Yes, she gets, I'm sure she couldn't get a raise.
She gave us a proposal.
She did.
We have a contract.
She was not gonna.
So,
okay, all right, well,
so what we did, if you would like to know, we calculated her visits and how much she charges.
Okay.
And we came up with a 3-month total visit of what she would like to do. So that would be during the nesting period. Whenever our birds start nesting, they're all off a couple of months. Just like, that's why they say the molting period is between June and August. Ours might not start molting till mid-June, but we don't know that.
Right.
So we cannot harass them. Mm-hmm. She was very, I asked her 3 times. She said, you can't even make a look like you want to harass them. You can't put a dog on the beach to harass them. You can't do any of that. So,
in the molting period, like,
I'm sorry, I'm a pitch.
And is the molting all the adults and the baby, or just the baby?
All of them. They all molt. And we did not know this. We never knew this, and so we just went to Lynette's meeting. And you would think she wouldn't try to undersell herself, but she really did. And I don't mean that as condescending at all. she was, so we said, well, what would you do in June, July, and August? Like, why would you come out 5 times a week? We didn't really get much input. And what she does is fantastic. She gave us fantastic demonstration. That's why we stayed with that number.
Which doesn't help me from driving around the lake November, December, January, February, March, April, looking for the geese to tell one nest when to come out and find the nest.
So
doesn't help. I'm still going to be, with this money, I'm still going to be driving around the lake every day. It is what it is. I'm disappointed.
But what do you, what do you expect her to do in June, July, and August? There's no nest. And the budget committee tried to...
We still look to see how many geese are here.
Right.
See, I got an email this morning. There's geese at Third Beach. At 9 o'clock, I got an email.
Right.
She said there's a lot. I get down there, I can't find them.
But what are you going to do when you see them coming? Like, are you just going to count them? Or are you
We need to know how many are here. Yeah. We need to know what we're going to be dealing with.
Okay.
When they stop molting, we need to know what we're dealing with in the winter. When they start supplying, some of them are domestic.
Right,
they
but her schedule called for 5 times a week for 6-7 months.
That's to help me, so I don't have to do it every day. So I can go on vacation and don't get pictures from people in the middle of the winter saying, your friends are waiting for you. This is so she can come out.
If January, February, March, or the next season is when she is most useful, and I think people are letting you know, geese are here, geese are there, geese are here, geese are there. Or they send you pictures and they come out.
And I'm the one that goes.
But
I have a right. I'm not a payee. I'm a volunteer. I don't put in for gas. And I don't just drive. I don't just drive this time. I would not have found that nest last year if I hadn't drove on the other side.
Right. And we're hoping that your drone will be able to find nests this year, too. That's an asset to be able to look for nests.
And I am... We'll have to get comfortable. I mean, I get it. I get the money's tight. It is what it is.
We thought, as a committee, that we offered the best option.
Well, that great list didn't go down.
I know. But we really looked and said,
fake swans, don't ask me to buy.
We tried all
fake dogs. Don't ask me to try the stuff that I tell people doesn't work. I will not do it.
And they're telling us we can't do that anyway. Lynette told us we can't do that.
She told me it wouldn't work, but I get people from the beaches saying, we tried it as a pilot on the first beach. What about second beach? Well, now third beach one.
Tell them to buy their own dog.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
What money do you can do? I'm not going to be able to complain. We should be complaining to the legislative people. They should change the rules. Because these are 100-year-old bills that have been talking about.
That's true.
These really are not lying right now. We have those things. Criteria being managed, and they're polluting the waterways, they're creating issues for health, and also causing accidents on airports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's about time that it's made a big something about it.
Well, I just hope this year wasn't a fluke.
Well, the year, not last year, but the year before, Evelyn, remember it went from 60 to 20 or 60 to 30? Because she was able to find the nest.
No, we missed the nest. Last year, the year before,
you did not.
Yes. Last year we missed the nest.
Right, but the year before, it was like this. It was really good when she had the nest.
And despite having it last year, now those have families come back, and we don't see them around. I mean, this morning there was a two for them on the third day, and they walked up to them, they were sitting with that sandal right back.
Okay.
This is Brian. Can I help?
Can't talk.
Sorry.
I guess you're not supposed to talk.
So at the end of this presentation, I'm going to ask the budget committee if they have anything they'd like to add that I might have missed. Is that okay, Brian?
Sure.
Will you remember it?
I was just going to smooth over the summary of the way that note was read. Well, the money could be used. That was our recommendation of how to use the flex funding. We're not saying you have to use it during those months, Evelyn. I just want to point that out. You're the expert. It's just that helps.
Nope.
Yeah.
Next on the budget item,
okay. So next on the budget item is Webmaster. I have reached out to Mike several times. I've asked him to meet with me 3 times. And Lisa's also requested information from him. He's already over budget this year. This fiscal year, 23-24, he's already over budget. He says he's not aware of what his expenses are, so we are going to try to get a handle on that.
He's not aware of what his expenses are?
Correct. So we are going to try to get a handle on that.
So you're saying he's over budget already for 23-24, and the year just started?
Yep.
How did that happen?
Because he told me this year to put in what was for last year, and I emailed him back, and I said, you're already $767 this year. You're already under budgeted coming this next fiscal year. What would you like? And he goes, I don't know, just put $700. He's already, and I just told him, 22-23 spent $757.
Right, but you're saying in the last 21 days he spent over $700.
I can speak to that.
Oh.
So what we had to do was,
wow,
we have two, I don't have the labels of what these two things are, but they came up to this iPower.com, and the admin's on there, treasurer gets the email. So we came up due for two separate invoices that totaled $552.53, which puts him over by $12.53. I emailed him and asked him, because I was aware we weren't getting any information. So I emailed him and I said, I went into iPower and I found this billing page that goes through 2024. And it's what we're already renewing. So one of the things is we have let's take the 562, comprised of two invoices, that's every year. Then there's this $736 invoice that's due in November of this year, that's a 3-year contract. So I emailed with Mike and I asked, and I said to him, you know, this information, I'm asking you for information. He said, I don't know. And I said, well, you're already over budget. He said, well, the only thing coming out of the budget should be software and, expenses. And I said, yes. And when the budget committee asked you for those items, this is why they're asking, because...
Right, because they need to know that the 3-year,
right,
the 3-year contract is just coming up.
Right. And
we need a budget for that.
Right, so we're going to be over budget on Webmaster by about $700.
Right.
And that's only in November.
That's only in November.
That's not even through to June 30th.
Well, hopefully after what we just paid,
that will be the end of the year. That will be, so there are no invoices due between January 1 and June 30th.
That we know of.
No,
we have the certificates, we have...
No, I know that. I know this because I've actually looked at the iPower,
yeah,
and the $552 is an annual thing. What we pay this 3-year thing is every 3 years, which is, and I had asked him for a matrix of what, it costs to run this website, and
he's been doing this a long time. You guys are shit together. This is ridiculous.
Yes. So he and I had a few go arounds. I want to say that nicely. I left it with him to please meet with me when he had some time. He told me he didn't have open-ended time for a meeting, and I said if you prefer an agenda, I would provide you an agenda. And he said if I complied with what he wanted to do, that he would look and see if he had time for me to meet at the end of the month. So he and I will have a talk at some point.
Get your hiking boots on and go with
So I really don't have, and the budget committee does not have a full understanding except for what Lisa was able to give us, and it wasn't until afterwards. So we didn't give him 700. Well, we didn't give the webmaster 700. We put 1,000 in there, which is still under budget.
Right.
So just with the 562 alone annually.
Well, hopefully it won't be.
The problem is that it's off year. We could have used the extra money in this year, and had we known, had he supplied the budget committee last year with that there was going to be a $700 charge that renewed a contract for 3 years.
So what was the $767 this year?
It was also
I'm telling you, there's other stuff.
Oh, are you looking at June 30th?
Actual.
Yeah, I'm looking at this year right now.
I'm talking about June 30th, $767.
I said it out before, I'm not sure.
So there's...
Saying you're not interested in waiting?
I can't hear you.
Is this the teacher may of saying, I don't want to be bothered? I mean, it appears that way, but if you could find somebody new, that would be great. I mean, need funding.
How do you shop for new webcasts, though? There's just a lot of nonsense.
I think I can see my email exchange with him and to see if I can get some compliance and some information. I've asked him for a matrix. I've asked him for a printed contract that represents. I just got line items on the website. Well, I don't know what the site plan so much as renewable is. What specifically grants us? But we should have contracts, though. So I'm in conversation with him asking for those.
So, Kathy, this is a little bit off topic, but not. So to add to what Lisa is also doing, there are a lot of things out there. I know we started putting passwords on our drive, which is fantastic. One of them is the website. I am going to put out an email asking for all passwords for all of our content that's out there. So that'll be coming.
Good
work.
Including our emails?
No. I don't want to know your password. So I am...
My stuff.
All right. Let me move on.
Right. So
let's move along.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob.
Okay.
Utilities.
So, utilities. So we did a revamp last year and just a teeny bit of a revamp this year. Mm-hmm. Last year we took out, which was Dynamic Alliance and all of that. We took out anything technology. Well, this year, that's where McAfee was. We're like, oh, we missed that one. So now that's in technology. It's out of utilities. Utilities covers Connecticut Water, Eversource, and Xfinity. That's the number. Intermission. Or whatever.
We almost done.
I got one more on this report, but I do want to go over our recommendations. So,
Yeah.
Effort's being made.
Okay. And where the grill is.
Yeah, sorry.
That's not what you gotta do. You have to do what you gotta do. Okay. Tax collector expenses. Lynn provided us with their expenses. They're really not what they are. And I think that brings us to the close of the actual budget. So I would like to go over what the recommendations are, and maybe a little information regarding them. I'm going to my page. Okay. So last year, just hold on my page. So last year, the budget committee made basically the same recommendation. We did change a little bit of the verbiage, and I'm going to read it. So the budget committee has a recommendation for the pool of property improvements future budgeting. This recommendation is to address capital replacement and improvement needs for pool of physical assets. The budget committee recommends the creation of a committee working with the property manager for data input and assistance to create a 5 and 10 year capital plan. The purpose is to identify alterable property assets of the association and to schedule the year in which each asset will require maintenance and or replacement. An estimate for each asset slash work item will be assigned, allowing regular planning and funding to address this work. And I just want to go over this a little bit, and just speaking from, like I said, last year, it was a 20-year plan, which for us right now, 5 or 10 would be phenomenal. I remember in one of our board meetings, we discussed, how should we approach what needs to be done? Should we query the membership and so forth? And we all agreed, no, that's not how it should happen. So either we get a complaint that something's broke or Phil finds something that he feels needs fixing, which that is how we've been afloat. So when the budget committee was talking, they're like, well, do we have a list of all of our assets?
Well, we do.
We do.
Lynn made a list of all the property assets and everything, and forwarded it right
into
Phil.
Down to how many rail fences and how many feet of that, all
absolutely.
Of it.
So
all right.
Something that's in the works.
So I just want to say, so if you did do that, Lynn, it's nice for the budget committee to know that, because planning future property improvement helps us to know when they're coming.
Right now, it's just a list.
All
right. Right? So, it's in the infancy of, here's the list, let's take a look at it and see what needs to be done and when you think it's going to last another 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, which has not been able to.
And assigning costs.
Okay. But that's a time commitment, so that's why it has not been.
Within our budget committee, we had two people volunteer to be on the committee. So the two people that have volunteered to be on this committee, I think, have done assets to the budget committee, and would be an asset to work with.
Well, I think
you're heading up.
Kind of up to Phil.
It's up to Phil.
I think it's up to Phil. He's the property.
Phil
is the property manager, but the board is responsible for all of its assets, not just Phil.
Well, no, and I understand that, but so I'm all for not micromanaging people so much.
It's not micromanaging. So this is for insurance.
I got put a list on the budget committee, and I told you there's no list.
I had three people,
including Phil.
There's so many things that are in the works right now as far as lists of properties, job descriptions, things like that. When I first came on the budget, on the board, that none of this stuff existed. We've been talking about it for a long time. But again, as volunteers, we really do things in time from it.
Well, as I said, there are two people that are volunteering to actually help with this list and help with actually going out there and researching and collecting data. I think it's an important committee. It was recommended last year. None of the rest of the board knew this was happening, and we probably should have. It would have helped the budget a lot. But the recommendation stands. I believe the two people on the budget committee would be fully engaged and fully helpful to work on that asset plan.
Who are they?
Tish and Keith.
Work with me.
So what they will do, is only come to you for data and ask you questions. When was this last repaired or whatever you have.
I want it done by email if it's going to happen. Email only.
Well, I don't. Anyway,
we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about that at a different venue. However, I think it's wonderful that they stepped up to want to do this, and it's something that is helpful. Again, looking at our insurance policy, we're paying for insurance for crap. Do we have automobiles?
No.
I didn't think so. Anyway, we're paying for crap we don't have because we don't have this asset list complete. We really, and perhaps the people that are willing to engage their volunteer time.
Volunteers, great, love volunteers.
I agree.
That was previously 7 years ago that they were the first time in the that went on for about 7 years period. And there were things on that that had been done, and there are things on that list that are not. Okay. It came to a point where 2 years ago, they asked me to see if I would be able to get, and I asked for volunteers, and I got three people to volunteer, and two of them just never even came for me. And it appears that there was really no interest on the part of the membership. And as a result,
oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. If you could send them to me, that would be great. And I will share them with everybody. But so Lynn, are you still working on that list?
Yeah.
Are you willing to work with Tish?
What I'll do is I can certainly share what we've done here so far, and then plug and hold at this point.
Send it all over.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. No, I think it's wonderful that they volunteered to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so much is just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, I still think it's still, in my opinion, I don't know how anybody else feels about this, but he's property, so it should,
I do feel he's property, but if we have the plan in place, then it's something we talk about as a board, and say, okay, well, Penn first speech is due in 2 years from now. We can budget for that.
Absolutely. So I'm not saying that's not wrong.
Right.
So I'm just saying it's his lead.
Mm-hmm. It is his lead, but if the board knows and understands and has this list to look at,
mm-hmm.
then we could say to you, well, what do you think about doing this or that? Or there could be productive communication on what needs to be done in our community,
because I would think that the work with this list, with Phil, with the volunteers, would be possibly out so that the board doesn't have to have a discussion about it.
Yes.
Well, already been populated to say, we think that this fence has a life expectancy of 5 years. So here's the year it would be replaced. Here's what we pay for it with a guesstimate. Now, your life expectancy and estimate are those things that, thank goodness, we've got people who are willing to help research. Because those are the holes that need to be plugged so that this thing can move forward.
And that's exactly what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, Tish, Keith, you're still on board, which is great.
And we get that and work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's great too.
So the only way the property manager will talk to us is sending a email. That doesn't make very easy to have a committee meeting.
What's next?
Thank you.
So that was our first recommendation. The second recommendation, it actually started out, and I'm going to say this evolved. On our list of things to discuss, which I have put on the drive, is the current policy that requires 3 bids for any contract over $5K. We have discussed this, we have kicked it, I have researched minutes, provided those minutes to everybody in the budget committee. Everybody in the budget committee agreed that that's what it said, and that the membership voted on it.
No, I thought we were going to talk about it in the fall. I thought we tabled it until fall.
Well, so
that's kind of where what I thought. But this is a very simple thing.
Right. This happened kind of during budgeting, so this is what we talk about.
I understand.
The recommendation. So the budget committee, so in addition to that, so we put that, but in addition to that, any contract that's over $10,000, we felt should be negotiated with two board members or a board, a committee chair and a board member. So there's two people on board. We've seen too much turnover. We've seen a lot of things happen.
And anything over $5,000, now I'm not going to interrupt, goes right to the board anyway.
Right.
Oh, the whole board, not just two.
Right.
The
but,
whole board.
But they don't negotiate contracts. Right. So anything over $10,000, everybody felt there should be some kind of two people. It helps to have as much knowledge out there as we can. Having, as we said, make as many people aware of as much as going on. There's so much that I read and come up with in reading minutes and past notes and stuff that has gone by the wayside and lost because we didn't have a means for retention.
Right.
And we do now.
Right.
So we have that legal obligation to make sure there's oversight. And so it was the recommendation of the budget committee to have that in place.
Anything over $10,000.
Anything over $10,000 is negotiated with two board members or the committee chair and a board member.
I think it has to be the committee chair and a board member.
Well, it depends on what it is, Kathy. You can't narrow it down like that, because if it's something for the board, I mean, you're only, I'm guessing you're only thinking properties right now. But, right now, we have Corinna negotiate contracts that are over $10,000. We have, you know,
right.
We don't know what's coming down the pipe.
Well, I just don't want it to be, this is what I don't want to happen. I don't want you to go to Corinne and say you can't negotiate the contract, you have to be two board members.
No, we're choosing
it to be two board
members. No, we're not saying that. We're saying it could be a committee chair and a board member,
right.
Or it could be two board members.
Right.
It has to be two people is what we're trying to say.
Right.
And at least one of those
chair
should have some knowledge,
yes,
or participation in,
yeah,
or oversight on whatever the nature of that contract is.
It would be nice if we had the availability of somebody that was that works, but just to have somebody there for information, and maybe they don't need to fully understand it, but they understand the concept of a contract. When we don't have the availability of everybody having an expertise in a field that we may need. However, having two people, it's more knowledge. We've watched people.
I think maybe you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that if you have a contract, talk about lake quality, to have two individuals, not including Corinne,
no, I'm not saying
no
that.
Sense. So
no.
I'm saying you want those two
Corinne
individuals, and with a preference that one of those individuals is that closest person to whatever that service would be.
Let me back up.
So what would be a contract that would be...
Let me back up.
Not negotiated by a committee chair. I'm trying to rack my brain, and I
well,
can't
let me,
think of one.
Can I just back up? I want to make sure that I'm very clear on what I'm saying here. If a committee chair would like to negotiate a contract that's over $10,000, they are required to have a board member with them. If a board member should negotiate a contract, then another board member, or in the case of it being relative to a committee person, another board member would be there. So the objective is there's always two people negotiating a contract over $10,000.
I mean, how does that work? How does people negotiate a contract?
They just go, listen, when you negotiate a contract, you're working with a company.
Right.
So you go to negotiate, you have two people there to negotiate, not just one. It's more information. We've watched people step down from this board and no information. Gone.
I understand. It just seems like a long roundabout way to make sure you're retaining information.
I don't think that's only it either.
Well, that's kind of the message you're giving me.
So part of the message.
That's the message that you make.
Part of the message,
okay.
Kathy.
Maybe that's all I'm hearing.
The other part is that perhaps whoever is going may have further questions. Right now, we rely on one person. I've asked Corinne about her contract and so forth. I think having two people, and the budget committee was actually, they were outspoken about this, that they wanted and thought that that would be good oversight for the board and for the community. So it's a question that we would like to ask the membership, and have that be a membership vote. That's not part of our budget vote. That's a part of a membership vote that will happen in August.
So what you're talking about is creating a procurement policy.
Kind of. I mean,
that's what you're
talking
about.
Not yet.
The rules for deals.
Threshold.
Yes. I don't have any issues, by the way, with the idea of having more than one person involved.
Right.
In that kind of conversation, it's not unusual. My concern is that you would want to make sure that at least one of the individuals,
yep,
is that best qualified person.
Absolutely.
Because to bring, you know, that are unrelated to that.
And I don't think that would ever be the case.
Advantage.
I don't think it would ever be the case that somebody who didn't know anything about the current contract would be soliciting for a contract.
Not involved.
Yeah.
Now, in good faith, it said that. And as we're making this policy, which is going to last forever.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? We here in this room would never do that to somebody. But in the future, there may be a president who can pull the rug out from under some volunteer who's, you know, trying to negotiate and do their best due diligence. For some reason, who knows, that, you know, all of a sudden don't maybe like the way they're doing things or something, and pulls the rug out underneath them and saying, we're going to have two board members do it.
No. No, that's not the pretense here.
So
it needs to be reworded, Kathy.
Creating a conversation.
It needs to be reworded so that that is not what the interpretation is, then we'll reword it.
Yeah.
Yeah. However,
procurement policy.
Yeah.
That's really what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So if I can get this straight, if I'm going to negotiate a contract, say, with Always,
yeah,
I'm going to have to be there, and I got to have someone else there?
Yeah.
I have trouble getting these guys myself, let alone getting somebody else.
Well,
so I'm just giving you my personal
opinion. I totally get it.
If you're making it more difficult.
You're making it really hard for a volunteer to do stuff.
Correct.
Protecting the volunteer, right?
No, you're not protecting it. The volunteer brings it to the board. The
right.
Board looks at the contract, either yay or nay. So you got nine people looking at a contract.
I'm telling you, five people on the budget committee are recommending
that. That's right. Okay, it's fine.
Well, I understand that.
It's fine. It's just what we're, you know, they recommend it. You're making it hard for people.
Absolutely.
You're making it hard.
We're looking at oversight. We've lost a little bit of sight of that because we all know each other, and we all know we're not going to go pull money out somewhere or whatever. But that may not always be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really, for protections, And I've been reading a lot of the FOI and so forth for protection. You should have that. You should have two people. There are many reasons.
Okay, so if I'm working, say, with you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying, look, Laura, we got to do this waste management. So I can tell you, get the meeting ready, make it work.
If it's your meeting,
yep.
you could say, I'm meeting with Always on Friday.
Yep.
Are you available?
Right.
If I'm not, if any of the other board members are, you can have a board member. However, how often do you negotiate a contract, though?
Right now, every 2 years.
Well, one of them's 5 years, one of them's...
There's two that are 2 years, so I'm trying to change.
Right.
The other one is, yes, it's a 5 year. I get it.
So, it's really not a big deal, but it is a big deal because you're negotiating very, very steep. The most expensive... expense item that we had. So, yeah, I mean, wouldn't you rather have... anyway, I'm not going to propose it.
Yeah, no, this is going to move on.
So...
You're proposing.
Yeah. Yes, okay. So the objective is to propose the motion. We can revamp the verbiage so that there's no misunderstanding what we mean. There's no pulling out. It's just somebody... So, Phil, you all go... Right. To negotiate, the board member comes with you and observes and may have a question or two, what have you, but it's pretty much your negotiation.
I go to the board members now. When I'm negotiating something, that's what I do.
Okay. But we want to make sure everybody does that.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
that's
moving
along.
I was going to say, procurement policies are pretty boilerplate. I'd be very surprised if the town didn't have one.
They do.
They do. And we have extra money in the legal budget. Adam is our counsel. Whatever we put together, I would have them rubber stamp that. And that would be before you take it in and have the membership vote.
Okay, can we move on, please?
Alright, so then we also talked about Titan, not their amount, because that wasn't in our purview, but a lot of people on the budget committee asked, well, what do these people do? So a recommendation was that perhaps all the people receiving stipends would create a job description of what they do. And outline their typical duties and responsibilities, and also an estimate of their time commitment. I did hear, and I'm just throwing this out there, but when one of the treasurers that we had in the last 2 years, she was told that it was 10 hours a week to do the treasurer's job. I haven't met one treasurer yet that does 10 hours a week. I'm not even going to ask you this because I know how many hours you put, and she puts days a week to end. So, simple, but the point is that the budget committee made a recommendation that people put in what their responsibilities are, their job descriptions, and just for future volunteers.
We've been talking about that already.
Sorry,
but the stipend people too, or just like with each grad?
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got. Let me have it. What do you got? Anything?
No.
All right, so now I want to offer the budget committee, if there's anything I missed. One at a time, Brian, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, I think I saw one little typo in the summary. It's nothing important, a detail of how much something actually decreased.
Okay. Well,
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I think it's communications, it decreased more than the 25%.
That's in the summary or on the...
Our summary note was wrong, yeah. I just caught that.
All right, well...
But no, good job. Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Okay. Lisa, do you have anything you would like to say? I think you've covered it all.
Fish, I don't
have anything. Yeah, obviously. I don't know if people know my background or not, but my feeling was looking at the budget and things we were asking for, things we were trying to get, it was important to have some kind of a procurement policy because we are a quasi-municipal, and as such, we fall under the rules of state general statutes. I was a selectman in Colchester, and I was chairman of Groveland High School there, and we would never have anything that was spent, you know, with one person involved, because it is to protect that person, you know, from any questions down the road and any other thing that they could get dragged into, whether they're aware of it or not. And when I looked at the research documents from the state of Connecticut, it was a $5,000 bid requirement. Also, when we were looking at the information, proposals for, you know, any major contracts are the things you normally would do in the fall, and you would get the information together, and you would put it out to bid based on the state statute for municipalities, is that then you would get the bids back, you review the bids, and you can look at lowest evaluated bids, you can look at a lot of things that allow you to pick the person who you think is best, you know, for that particular job. So I spent a lot of my life as a budget director for a multi-billion dollar company. After that, I was vice president of purchasing. So I'm not coming into this without doing a lot of purchasing. I had a staff, and we did, you know, close to $2 billion a year in purchasing, and had a lot of contracts. And I just saw, looking at it from the outside, that no matter how it was done, because we were falling under these municipal rules, you really ought to have some policy for procurement. You should have some policy for your bidding structure. And it's something that you as a board ought to try and structure and do. It has nothing to do, it's not personal, it has nothing to do with, you know, Phil doing whatever he's doing and he's trying to do a great job. It's basically down the road that there's no question about all of a sudden you get dragged in by some member of the association that says, where's the free bids? I wanted to be able to do that. Where's my opportunity? And where is your diversity? Where is your giving opportunities to other minority bidders? All these rules that fall on that you guys don't need to be aware of, but they do affect you. And that was my concern looking from the outside. Now, there was never a discussion of having people that don't know what they're doing sit on negotiations. I mean, the hope was they would always have the chairman that is involved in that contract all the time, but to have a second set of eyes here to protect them from any kind of situation that happened in the past. I had case after case after case where proposals were sent in to buyers of mine with a blank American Express credit card being filled out and say, fill in whatever amount you want as long as I get fit. Well, we don't even want that illusion of impropriety. That's the thing we're trying to avoid, that we don't have any of those kinds of things. And I don't think we do.
There are a lot of things that we know that we should be doing that I would like to continue.
Yeah, let's move on.
I mean, we know that we've had a lot of changes over the years. With people not keeping great records, something that we're working on, that I think we need to
find. That's fine. None of these proposals were thrown off of you. They were looking at the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Good. So, with that said, I want to thank the budget committee. Like, you guys worked really hard, diligent, engaged. We had long nights, but I just want to say thank you. All of you are,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
wonderful integrity. I'm very happy to work with all of you.
You need to thank you.
It was another good tour.
So am I supposed to make a motion?
President, I'm not very sure what your president is. No, you don't have to make a motion.
Okay.
We can just say that. So what you need to do, though, is have a vote on the budget.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted a motion to come out of... No, I'm so sorry.
We don't take a vote with the budget committees here.
No, we do not.
No, but we excuse the budget committee. Thank you for your time. And then the board discusses it, and we either say yes or we say no. We don't like this. Come back and bring us something else.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, you don't need to do a motion. We don't, or we do?
No, because
it's
not about free money. The process is
we
the
don't have time to
no,
back
no, 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 the budget committee presents the budget to the board. Okay? I've been on many of these meetings. The budget committee meets. I've been to a place where the budget committee went in the backyard and hung out for a while until the board decided what they want to do. You can't, the board doesn't discuss it from the budget committee.
But unless the board does an executive session, they have to. I mean, it's an open meeting unless you go into executive session. There's no reason for anybody to leave.
If that's what people are saying, that's fine. We'll go into executive session.
Go into executive session.
No, I think we should discuss it. It doesn't
matter.
We
can discuss it all in. Yeah, we really can't go in and executive
session. It's when I'm the manager.
I'm telling you, this is how we do budgets. This is how we do it here, right? The budget committee meets and the board discusses it. The board does not discuss it on the budget committee because we want to say things maybe that we need to talk about.
Right.
That's reasonable. But it's not about freedom of information because when the board decides what they decide, they can say to the budget committee, thank you for doing a fine job, or no, we need you to come back for this reason.
But then, can I just say everything, everything that we say, unless we're in executive session, and we need a legitimate reason to be in executive session, for everything we say is going to be public anyway.
I'm just telling you how it's been done in the past. Ever since I've been here, it's how we do it. If you want to do it different, that's how we do it.
I'm not sure that's correct. Because I know when we were down at the pavilion, we talked with the budget and we voted on the budget.
With the budget committee there?
Yeah.
The first year I was on, it was voted on with everybody.
Maybe that was something they practiced in the past, but ever since I've been on the board, the budget committee has been present. It's not a big deal.
I mean, I hope everybody feels comfortable enough to ask anybody on the budget committee anything they want to ask.
Right.
Because there is absolutely full transparency.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think that should work both ways. If the board has questions for the budget committee, they should be able to ask.
Does anybody have any questions for the budget committee?
Make a motion, second, and you have discussion.
The motion is we approve the operating budget as presented by the budget committee with a total budget of $228,100. You want to make that motion?
$24.25.
All right. I'll make the motion. I'll second.
Aye.
Discuss if we're going.
Yeah.
Well, we have a motion on the table right now.
Right.
So if you can't stop now.
Okay.
So either you vote yay or nay.
But no, there's always a motion. You discuss it.
You discuss it before you vote it.
Any discussion?
Motion to approve the recommendation of the budget committee to require three bids for a contract that is over 10K and also requires two board members or one board member and a committee chair to negotiate that contract.
So you got to do all the same. You did all the same.
Right.
Harry.
Yeah.
We did that already.
I didn't hear the same motion
for the operating budget?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's the second thing I said. Okay. I didn't hear the same motion carries. I'm sorry. Motion to set down the president? Hey, girlfriend.
Hey.
Oh,
next.
So next is Jim.
Jesus, he's here.
We don't know anything about Sam. You know, he's still in stall mode, as far as we know, unless Dave, you have any issues.
No, I was just going to say, he called for a meeting of the committee. Let me see if I can tell you what he wanted. It was sometime this week, and I'm not going to be here for that, but they're going to meet with the engineer down the dam and go over his recommendations. So.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, is that based on the EEL letter thing? Did you get any information back from that?
Yes, that's part of it.
Is it that he redrew with the EEL letter?
No. We're going to meet with him and discuss it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Event. So, I mentioned that Lynn Butler has volunteered to step up as our event chair, and Evelyn and I are going to meet with her on the 20th, Thursday, and go over some things with her, and this year she's going to do the band, three of the bands. There's still one band we need a volunteer for, or Donna or Cindy will do it. And then she will take over for next season. So, woohoo! That's great. Very excited about that. Let's see. That's something out of the if you're done. Oh, I just wanted to say one thing. Actually, Dave and Lisa, while you're both here, I'm just wondering if you, the three of you, Diana, Lisa, and if you got together for Lake Haven.
We have not.
Yeah.
I can set up.
Okay.
Here, just take time and we'll do it.
Next time,
yeah.
Thank you.
First and the Property Owners Association of Lake Haywood Facebook page. All events, all board stuff should be posted on that page. We should not be posting events. We should not be posting meeting agendas, anything on the Lake Haywood page. It is not an official page. It has 1.6 thousand members. Anybody can post on that page. The Lake Haywood, the public page is limited.
Yeah.
I think you have access.
I posted things on there.
Yeah.
I do. I believe you do now.
I just got access. And Angela was, Angela Bucherri was administrator.
Yeah.
So I will be the administrator. Because there's always an event person in Butler.
So, yes, if that's what she wants, if she requests that, or she'll be presented with that. If she would like to post on there, yes. But I do want to say something regarding that Facebook. So the Lake Hayward Facebook page, Evelyn is requesting that we don't post events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to request that we, as board members, don't post shaming posts. If you want to post something that happened on the beach, or if you want to post something, do that on the cooler page. So my understanding is we don't want to post events because we don't want the other side of the lake to
it's
see it.
It's not just the other side of the lake.
The other side of the lake
requested you. They don't want to know what's going on over here because...
Well, they don't want to know our dirty laundry either.
We get thunder and lightning Saturday and the events get canceled. Yep. Anybody can post on the Lake Haywood page at any time.
Yep.
Event canceled. It's not true unless you see it on the Polo page.
Right.
It needs to be on the Polo page. Whatever we're doing needs to be on the full page. And people can't comment. So Kathy and I will get like an instant message from somebody. I've got one sitting here now with people with questions.
So I have seen people running events themselves, because we don't have a coordinator this year. I've seen those get posted on the Lake Hayward Facebook. It's a free-for-all. We cannot control every member and what they do.
If we want to say
board members don't post events and things on there, we can say that.
I kind of disagree there, because I think if somebody's running an event here, we are responsible for that event in the long run. And we don't want people, we can tell people not to post on that.
So I just saw a random post from somebody who was doing an event. I don't know the person. I what are we going to do? Reach out to every single person and say, you can't do that. You can't do that.
That one down at the ball field? That's not an association.
No, it was an association sponsored event. If you look on the Lake Hayward page, you will see it.
Tie-dye, trivia nights, right.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
We're not posting those.
They posted themselves to tie-dye.
That's right.
Trivia, she posted herself.
Yeah.
Because she...
So we can't...
We didn't have an event coordinator.
It's a free-for-all page.
Here's the thing. If you have an event coordinator, that goes away.
I like it. Post the artists and share on the Lake Hayward page, because I want people from business around
to be aware. I don't think we can be that... You can't post anything. However, posting our dirty laundry is... I don't think anybody can see our dirty laundry.
We had a band that posted.
They shared.
Right.
And I remember that.
You know, come on. I mean, how many... They have 100 followers. They're coming.
Right, but the band needs to know. So, for instance, Gary asked me today, he goes, I went on... He said he went on Savage Brothers' website, he's looking for information, and he said, we're not on their schedule, and I said, I'm going to tell you it's probably because we're a private venue,
and
they're not going to post it.
Right.
So when we hire bands, that's our obligation to let them know, don't post that on your schedule. That's our obligation. As far as, you know, somebody who's running an event right now, we can't police everybody.
I'm not asking that we police. I'm asking that we make an effort.
And I agree with you. And I agree with you. So when we have an event coordinator, and that's what she wants to post, she'll know it doesn't get posted on the Lake Hayward page. She'll know it gets posted on the pool page.
Okay, we'll just let it go for this year.
Anthony's been putting them on the cooler page, but right now we don't have somebody that's going to control everybody that's doing every event and oversee all that. You can't put it on the Lake Hayward, but we just don't have that.
I don't think that employer guy should be posting on the Lake Hayward page.
The what?
I didn't hear what you said. I don't think Gary Cohen should be posting events on the Lake Hayward.
Oh, so, putting his pictures up to me?
No, he posted the band.
He posted the band. He's trying to be encouraging.
Sure, right.
He's not doing it.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
So I think it just should be, if we can get in touch with the event person, whoever's running the event, please don't put it on a Facebook page.
Yes.
Put it on a poll page.
Yeah.
Done.
But for right now, I think it's hard to control right now. Okay.
Next.
Moving on.
How do you want to control it?
We should not be posting any like this.
But how are you going to control it?
I can't control everybody that is a board.
Board members. You don't want them posting on the Lake Hayward page.
Correct.
I will not post anything on the Lake Hayward page. I don't think that has to do with COALH.
That was on the
poll. Right. You can post as a member or
just association thing. Events. Meetings. Follow page.
Sounds like a good constant contact reminder.
Yeah.
Newsletter.
All right. One more thing. You go, girl.
Somebody asked about using the new speaker system.
Yes.
I have heard. I don't think that should be allowed, basically because you got to set up all the wires and stuff, and you spent a lot of money on it. Phil and I moved that big speaker that we used to use for meetings and put it into the event closet with a wired mic. Works fine. It should be great for something.
Doesn't work?
Yeah.
It's a plug and play now.
It's a plug
and play, yeah.
So that should be great for Trivia Nights. I know they use it for... They use it for some of the kid events.
That almost gets off.
At Lake Hayward Days.
Good thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The microphone right on top of the...
It's a wire microphone.
I set it all up on top of the speaker.
Awesome.
The other amplifier is also back, so we could use the speakers for ladies' night if they work.
And I didn't meet you this week. I'm sorry. I totally forgot.
What?
I was supposed to
meet you. Oh, no. Yeah, no, we don't have to now. Okay. We don't have to because we have three options.
So did we try the other one with the receiver outside? The one with the red and blue mic?
No, we didn't. Because it... no.
Let's try that.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, I'm done. Well, you kind of are, but decent.
There's nothing. I think we have maybe 5 residents. Somebody told me a couple weeks ago they put somebody keeps on first beach with babies. I have not seen them. I've had people that are out on their boats taking pictures. I haven't seen them. So I don't know.
I'm sorry, did anybody have anything else for events?
I'm sorry, I have one more. The pop-ups that were ordered.
Yes.
Dave and I unpackaged them, got them ready. They're in their bags, pull them out of the bag, set them up now. We were down at the under for a couple hours today, on Saturday, doing that. So they're ready to go.
Okay.
All right.
They're nice, too.
Yep, yeah.
I
figured we'd get something that would last.
So they're all super set, ready to go.
Awesome. So you'll have some shade for yourself. And everybody else, too.
Let me reiterate, they're ready to go for polar functions.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Right now, they're in the middle one. I'm going to leave one back, and the other ones after we're done with using them, I'm suggesting that we put them down into the container.
Okay. Do we have a total of 6 now?
Pop-ups?
Yeah, because I thought we had 2 before.
No, one of them was mine.
Oh, okay.
I already brought mine down. Yeah,
and I already started the 4.
Oh, so we didn't have any?
No.
We used to use, people bring their own stuff down.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. We can add that to the asset list.
Right.
Okay. So, nothing? Everybody done with events. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Trying to move fast.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Also, I have the movie camera, sorry.
No, that's fine. You have the movie camera.
Does Angela have it or
no?
No, she doesn't get to me by Friday. I'm putting it in the event.
Okay.
For her to use that night.
Is she doing movie night?
Yes.
She is doing night at the movies.
Yes.
Okay. I did put her on the thing, but I knew there was some...
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Nope, all good. So we're done with events, Angie?
Yes.
Yep.
Lake Quality, just wanted to reiterate, Corinne, that she wanted to scream and needed a punching bag here. But, so Solitude was always of the mindset, we deal with these, you don't. So Corinne reached out and said, look, what is going on here? We need something. And so Corinne reached out to Deep. And Solitude thanked her for doing that. And so she's hoping that she's made headway. I don't know if we're past our treatment date or not. Right, so I asked her that. I didn't get feedback yet. But again, I just wanted to be clear. It's not because we tried to get the permit to go more north.
No.
That was not a problem.
That was already approved.
Right. It was actually getting deep to process and understaffed. They have all new people. So that's kind of where that is.
You said that writing about people.
3%
about minnows
and it's flies.
And these letters.
Yeah, really.
Eels, minnows, and flies.
Yeah. Okay.
Good golly, woman, move. Are we done?
Nominating.
We've got interest in all four positions.
Great.
We're closing this weekend. I have a question. We put 22nd down as our deadline date, so that's fine. But I'm going to conduct an interview on the 23rd. Is that a heartache for anybody?
No.
Okay. No, you received the application.
We'll make sure.
We'll make sure because we have to have a quorum and the people that can get together when we have funding. Okay. Nominating. Anybody questions?
No.
Property.
Oh, brother.
Things are looking good. I put your no fishing sign up.
What's the sign up?
Diane.
Oh, at the Doggy Beach?
Pardon me? At the Doggy Beach, yeah. No, everything is good. I'm in my maintenance mode right now, just keeping up with everything. Keeping up with the beaches, the garbage, parking passes, and anything that comes up.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Any questions?
Well, the only question I have is, as I said, how about with the sand? As you're going to say, pay back in.
I'm going to give you a couple of shovels. You can bring it back out for us, all right?
All right. Give him a bucket, too.
I'll give you a bucket, too, yeah.
No, I mean, you've got to really commend that because there's a whole stream of canning some stones on my head and it's just not made
of it. Down on 3rd Beach, you're talking about where the walkway comes?
Yes. It's almost a...
I would...
There's one there.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, what I would suggest is getting a couple of guys together with a couple of shovels and just kind of smoothing it or with a rake. I mean, that's what I had 11 ruts on 1st Beach today that I spent many hours leveling off.
We had 4.5 inches of rain.
Right. So, I mean, if you're...
Well, I mean, it
definitely
weighs down, so, yeah.
Right. It's just a matter of keeping up with it. I know Dave goes down to 2nd Beach and fills his ruts in down there. I do it on 3rd, on 1st Beach.
I was looking at it on 3rd Beach.
I can't,
Get a couple of volunteers to get a shovel and shovel them in.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. You're not going to stop it. Nope. Make sure that you...
Nature of nature. Yeah. For sure.
Next.
Mother Nature. Is everybody good on property? Okay. Technology. We already talked a lot about technology. I just want to say, no, I have not made the cheat sheet yet. I've been a little busy for the PA system. I will do that the best I can. You really have to have some idea, but yes.
This may not be the properties. I'm not sure. The locks down there need to be drilled out. Do we drill them out or not?
The one in that far end Fire King.
Where the server is for the cameras.
Yes. I have a bunch of keys. I'm going to go down and try that before you drill that one out.
I'm drilling them out this week.
Where'd you get the keys? Cindy, I already tried those.
Yeah, I think we've tried everything.
She gave them to me. I tried them all. There's a lot of little keys.
We bought that key right after it was done.
Yep.
And you don't have to light the lock.
Because it's our security system, I know. Do we even know who installed it?
Yeah. But here's the thing. You drill the lock out. Okay?
You're not going to get any help.
And you put a half and a padlock on it.
Done. For the, yes.
Done.
Okay, great.
Simple.
Combination one. No key.
I read three keys. I want any more keys.
The one where you put the
door already has
the little numbers at the bottom.
The door has a lock.
Oh yeah, exactly right.
The door is locked.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Let's just drill the damn thing. I'll be done with it.
Right.
But now, how about the fire cabinet? We ordered another key. It didn't work.
Nope.
What do we do now?
Drill it out.
Thank you.
We're going to drill it out. We have room in the other ones if we need to. But we don't. We have no idea what's in there.
Right.
So,
I have a pretty good idea what's in there. Part of it is old tax records. Let's drill it out.
Yeah.
Right. And at some point...
That's the first one? Okay.
Well,
first one closest to the back.
Then what is the retention policy for?
Should be 7 years.
7 years.
All right. Yeah. All
right.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah, we'll be answering. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry.
Check. Do this as a whole. We need to do some shredding. Yeah. Rummage and shred.
I got a hell of a fight with it.
Let me take you up on that.
All right.
All right, so yes, Dave.
25 minutes of time.
Go for it.
Actually, pretty good, considering.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move along here. So water testing,
fine.
Great. What did I have? So we didn't have anything for communications here. I just want to say that Gary and Rachel are doing a good job. They are trying to mesh and Gary's thankful for the opportunity to learn how to do this, and he's been good to work with. I did want to ask, regarding communications, Kathy, I didn't get back to the registration of voters, so we talked, and you said, I guess Bonnie, somebody had legally looked at
on the website.
The registration for voters. For year-round renters can vote. How about the property owners? Can they vote as well? So it's two votes from one household.
I will.
Adam said you have to be a resident. If you're an owner and you're renting out year-round, you're not a resident. So you should not be able to vote in the cab. You should be voting wherever you live. So owners give up their right when renters get the right. So that's just my thought.
I'm not disagreeing with it.
Yeah,
it
shouldn't be too going
by what, you know, what's in place right now.
He's had them announced. Well, if you want to update the time that those who work on the outside of it, and on any reference that's not the board for which they can issue in terms of neighborhood. I was able to spend more on the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm a property owner.
Right.
I had to show my ID, I had to do it. Who kept the property owner's list?
Right.
And they give me an item.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. We do vote
in these times. Yeah.
Certain
things.
Yeah. So for us, I think it's a little different. And I don't think two households should have.
No.
I mean, one household should have two votes.
The owner should vote.
That's it
in my mind.
The owner has
the ownership support. That's not what Bonnie Hale says. But right. Their research, and you can read it on the website.
So I think
it on the website.
I think we should revisit it.
In the fall,
definitely. Yeah. It doesn't logically make sense. Yeah. Kathy, one more thing for you.
Sorry.
So we talked about a couple of board meetings ago, putting unapproved minutes on the website until the following month when we approve them. We all agreed that was easier for you.
And it has to be FOIA, right? 7 days.
Yes. But I also think until we find out the real FOI, let's just put the audio instead of having people acting or whatever. Let's just do that too. And then it's better to have it there and find out, oh God, we were supposed to be putting it there. Mm-hmm. It's easier. Okay. Well, I know it's not easy. I know. But I mean, anyway. So, anybody have any comments on any of that? Unfinished old business? I was going to talk about Facebook page. We already did.
Facebook?
Huh? Yes, you did.
Are we going to talk any more about this issue with Airbnb?
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
We are. And
we need to get on the agenda somewhere.
So we have had a few talks about it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because I've been getting a lot of people approaching me, and we have some ideas, and I'm going to talk to you about Estapo, because tonight just changed Estapo.
It did not.
But we'll talk about it.
Estapo is a legal principle, and what Estapo
example says is, if you have something in place, for example, our charter, which says you should have no businesses.
Right.
However, you have had businesses. They have been open about it. They have been advertising. It is not for 1 year. It has been for a period of years. The principle of estoppel, and this covers for real estate as well as insurance as well as a number of areas of law, says you have given passive approval. Now, to try and go back and enforce prior rules that you, any reasonable person, you or you know, unknowingly ignored, you do it at your peril.
So, I'm going to tell you why, Lynn, and I will get the full information for you. Robert's rule says if something has been going on that has not been brought to light, until it is brought to light, it could be changed. The verbiage is a little bit clearer, and it's very clear.
Yeah,
that if something is not brought, this member just brought it to us tonight. He came and he complained and he said these are businesses. We should not be doing businesses. So I will show you Robert's Rules where it says that.
You can put Robert's Rules against civil law all day long. Civil law will win. Estoppel is a principle that we cannot ignore. They have been open about it. They have been advertising on Airbnb for years.
But
it's been a matter of open discussion here that there have been residences that were only for the primary purpose of rental in this association. This didn't happen yesterday. This has happened for a period of time. So I think that it's something that we do need to have a lot of discussion about. I think that we need, thank God we've got $4,000, because for us to take any steps without involving an attorney at this point,
right,
would be foolish on our part. We've got people with a lot of money invested in rental property, and anything step that we take, they will have plenty of attorneys to try and counter any move we make.
All right, so let me back up on my what I'm saying to you, Lynn. I understand civil law, civil law.
Mm-hmm.
However, Robert's rules supersede correct if it's above and beyond. But I will say this. We had a conversation, I don't know if it was via email, and you had mentioned, well, perhaps we tax them like the town does, right? But wait, let me finish. And I said, but the net is us paying, realizing that they have a business.
Right.
So,
right, and what I'm saying that is that under estoppel, the cow is, the horse is out of the barn for us already.
This board, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, is not aware that they were businesses.
Oh, yeah, I think we were.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Well, you guys were.
Yeah, the board was. Yeah.
But as far as when Lynn mentioned it about, you know, how the town can tax them, well, maybe we should do that, too.
That's a lot of conversation and research that needs to happen.
But I'm not saying we should. I don't think we should do that at all. I'm just saying we should not. We should look at the whole business aspect, and our charter says no way.
So we can start with Tom Prep,
yep,
and Brian Bagnotti.
Yeah.
And
forever.
No, I know there's tons of people that at rent
run businesses in the association.
And everybody knows about it.
And right, everybody
and
knows
about
accepted
it. It's been accepted
about a rental rule.
It's against our charter. We do need to discuss this. Obviously not tonight, it's Tuesday.
Right.
And he did bring some information.
Yeah.
I'll look
all I'm suggesting is let's get it on the agenda and let's have it.
He should call the police. I Airbnb for years, right, and he had the issues he's having.
Here's the thing, all right? The other side of that story is, and he, I agree with him, he's afraid to be accepted.
He's not the only one.
But they did not go into the house. All right, I talked to the homeowners, and it's Ron and Rachel. But anyway, the kids were drunk, all right? They started to go, they opened the storm door, and they said, oh, crap, where's the wrong house? All right? So they closed the door, and they went, a neighbor heard him say that, right? So the owner of the rental was called,
he came down that night and kicked them all out. So I'm not suggesting that he's a hero, but my thing is, we need to suggest to all these neighbors around these homes, get the guy's phone number, right? Call him every time somebody's being a pain in the neck, and they're going to get sick of it after a while, and they'll stop renting to kids.
So perhaps, you know, discussion for later, but perhaps we have anybody that, you know, has a rental Airbnb, they have to register with the board, so that we have their information, so that I think they're already going against our charter, and whoever's been allowing it is
it's not a little issue.
It's not. It is. It's a lot bigger than somebody. Yeah. So definitely an agenda.
You don't want to strike Paul. The problem is, you don't
want. It's not going to happen for the audience.
No,
you know,
right.
It's
no,
not.
Right.
Okay.
You don't want to
but I wanted him to know we heard him.
Absolutely.
And we
absolutely.
We've been hearing a lot of people. Really, I've been hearing it from everybody how it's become a nuisance and a problem.
And it's not just here. It's all over. It's all over. Everywhere it's become a problem.
Somebody tried to buy Dave Spencer's house as an Airbnb, and he said, give me an extra $100,000 and you can have it.
You know, he refused and he put the other one.
Right.
Wow.
When he found
him.
There's so much to do in the fall.
We do.
Anyway, I wanted to apologize to Evelyn and Dave. You did tell me that I need to make a motion to adjourn the June meeting. It's probably still going on because they never made a motion. Sorry.
Honey, I'm home.
Can I make a motion to adjourn now? Can somebody make a motion to adjourn?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Go in good health. Go in peace.
Thank you, Budget Committee.
Thank you, Budget Committee. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, David.
I'm here. I'm retired.
I think you're bragging right now.
I would love to be.